Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. Thank God for his loving kindness. Lord, we appreciate you. We worship your name. Lord, we give you glory because you are the Lord that never fails. Thank you for a time like this. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love over our lives. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Be exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Prayers Broadcast. In this broadcast, God is going to do uncommon, unusual thing. God is going to move in an uncommon way. God is going to do an unusual thing. Yoke shall be broken. The plans of the wicked shall scatter. The agenda of the enemy shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to get ready this morning, because the hand of the Lord shall be released upon our lives, and every yoke of darkness fashioned against our destiny, it shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord, begin to worship the Lord, begin to appreciate him, begin to magnify him, begin to worship him. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. Thank you, Father. Aha, today is the fourth day of the month of November, year 2021. I want you to get ready, because the Almighty God is going to do the unusual thing today. The mercy of God has extended towards our lives. And by the grace of God, everything stolen from our destiny shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, remove my name from the book of tragedy. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, remove my name from the book of tragedy. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, remove my name from the book of tragedy. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, remove my name and the name of my family members from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, remove my name and the name of my family members from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, remove my name and the name of my family members from the register of untimely death. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, any power waiting for me to sleep, to oppress me in the night, in the name of Jesus, any power waiting for me to sleep, to oppress me, in the name of Jesus, any power waiting for me to sleep, to oppress me, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every spiritual embargo placed upon my destiny, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual embargo placed upon my destiny, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual embargo placed upon my destiny, be consumed by fire, be consumed by fire In Jesus' name, inherited bondage, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, break and release me. Break and release me in Jesus' name. One of the bondages that is so deep and hard to confront is a bondage that is inherited. Say, inherited bondage, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, release my destiny. Release my destiny in Jesus' name. Say, arrow of affliction, program into my foundation. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction, program into my foundation. Program, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction, program to my foundation. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, say the power of affliction over my life. In the name of Jesus, the power of affliction over my life. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, the power of affliction over my life. Die by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say every evil conspiracy against my glory, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my glory, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my glory, scatter by fire. Scatter by fire in Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, this program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. The Almighty God will do great work as you begin to pray this prayer. Let me tell you, as you begin to pray now, the hand of God shall be released upon your life. And the power arresting your glory shall release your glory. Thank you, Father. Say the horn of the wicked over my family be cut off in the name of Jesus. The horns of the wicked over my family be cut off in the name of Jesus. The horns of the wicked over my family be cut off in the name of Jesus. The horns of the wicked over my family be cut off in the name of Jesus. The Bible says this is the horn that scattered Judah. Every evil horn assigned to scatter your destiny shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to listen to me very well. And I know the Almighty God will do a new thing in your life. I'll be talking on the secret revealer. The secret revealer. The secret revealer. The revealer of secret. The secret revealer. In Psalm 25 verse 14. Psalm 25 verse 14. The Bible talks about God revealing the secret to his servant the prophet. God revealing the secret to its servant, the prophet. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, the Bible said there is a secret and there is a deep secret. God sees into the secret and he knows what is in dark, because everything in the secret is known by him. God is a revealer of secret. God is a revealer of secret. The Bible says those things that are revealed to us, they are revealed to us because of our life and our children. God is a revealer of secrets. Beloved, God has secrets. God can reveal every secret that has been closed and hidden from you. What nobody has ever told you, the Almighty God can reveal it to you. What has been hidden from your ancestors, it can be revealed to you. Because the great revealer is the Holy Spirit. The great revealer is the Spirit of the Lord. It can reveal to you what nobody has ever told you. Because everything that is concealed is known by the Lord. No wonder the Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. But it's the will of God. But the Bible says the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the honor of a king to search out the matter. That is Psalm 25, verse 2. We need to understand all this mystery. Beloved, we need to know one thing, that secret things belongeth unto the Lord. And
The Almighty God reveal it to those He desire to reveal it to. Secret thing belonged unto the Lord. And He reveal it to those He desire to reveal it to. We need to understand that mystery. When you understand the secret thing, then you begin to move in a deeper realm. The devil does not want you to know anything that is hidden, because that is what he's using to attack people. Proverbs 25 verse 2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing or to conceal a matter, but the honor of a king is to search out that very particular thing, that very particular matter. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, and it's the honor of the king to search out the matter. Beloved, listen to me very well. There are deep secret things that the Almighty God revealed to us in the dream. He opens our understanding to show us all these deep secrets so that we will not fall into the pit. When God opens your spiritual eyes and you begin to see into the deep secret, you will begin to understand that there are many, many things you have not known. There are many, many things you have not understood. There are many, many things you need to know. Look at Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33. I read from verse 11. Job chapter 33, verse 11. Job 33. Maketos koparatika. Langrabu shanda katende. Eliamo kuraka talaskende. Usiamo praatiki. Igileke de seteliam. Mambra kalakende sedikai. Job chapter 33, verse 11. Sorry, verse 14. Job chapter 33, verse 14. For God may speak in one way or in another. Yea, man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon a man, while slumping on his bed, then he openeth his ear of a man and sealeth their instruction, in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. When deep secrets are known by us, when God reveals secret to us, it keeps us from falling. It keeps us from being captured by the enemy. It gives us 95% of solution to the battle we are facing. Because secret is a hidden agenda, is a hidden cause, is the mystery that is hidden from people. Secret is like a fat that is buried. It's a concealed information intended to keep the victim in blindness or disguised bondage. So secret, it's something that you must understand. It's like a piece of information exclusively reserved for a special class of people. It's an information or fact that is kept in dark or in darkness for only kings, only general to find out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Proverbs 25 verse 2. But the honor of king is to search out the matter. So secret is a guided or coded fact or figures that helps the owner to maintain control. Secrets are hidden things. There is somebody called the secret revealer. It is known as the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit knows everything. He reveals secret to us. Are there things you need to know that you have not known? Are there things you need to understand that you have not understood? Things about your life. Things about the environment where you live. Are there things you need to know about your parents that you have not known? Are there things about your future that you need to know that you have not known? Are there things about your destiny you need to know you have not known? Are there things about the battle you are confronting or facing you that you need to know that you have not known? Today, the secret revealer shall make it known to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Immediately these secrets are known to you, then you gain upper hand over the battle of your life. Then you begin to live a champion life, a victorious life. I pray for somebody here that every secret I need to know, every secret you need to know, shall be revealed to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I come before you. Show me deep secrets. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil nearby, get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on this oil and this water. You are going to anoint your eye. And you are going to anoint your chest and your forehead. And you are going to anoint your ear, your two ears. Immediately, the power of God will open your ears to understand the mysteries. And the power of God will open your eye. And you will know many, many things that you need to know. When you know the secret, you will not be a slave to people or a slave to whosoever is called, whether prophet or whatever they are. La grumus candelibro consante la cata. Lambra catala consotopia runa pra candorus cuntia. Now raise, bring your oil or your water. Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing of fire, the anointing that break the yoke, the anointing that scatter bondage, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, enter into this oil, enter into this water. Let the water and the oil be mixed together with the blood of Jesus Christ, and let the power of God flow into it. In Jesus' name we pray. As the Spirit of God brooded upon the waters in Genesis chapter 1, so let the Holy Spirit begin to brood upon this particular oil and this water. Incubate the oil and the water. Breathe your fire into the oil and the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now take the oil. And if it's a water, just a little. Anoint your two eyes. As we go into these seven prayers, you will pray this prayer very, very well. Now open your mouth and say it. Say the revelation I need to know. The revelation I need to have for my destiny to move to the next level. Oh Lord, give it to me in the name of Jesus. The revelation I need to know. The revelation I need to have for my destiny to move to the next level. Oh Lord, give them to me. Give them to me. Give them to me. In Jesus' name, please say every secret hidden from my life be exposed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every secret hidden from my life be exposed by fire. Be exposed by fire. Every secret hidden from my life be exposed by fire. Be exposed by fire. In Jesus' name, please say, you spiritual blindness, clear away by fire in the name of Jesus. You spiritual blindness, clear away by fire. Clear away by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Place your right hand on your eye. And you pray this prayer very well. Say, darkness, jump out of my sight in the name of Jesus. Darkness, jump out of my sight in the name of Jesus. Darkness, jump out of my sight in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, heavenly camera, expose my life to me now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly camera, expose my life to me now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly camera, expose my life to me now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly camera, expose my life to me now in Jesus' name. Pray. Pray this one very well. Talekos Kotorika. Say, Holy Ghost, the great revealer, reveal the power source of my problem to me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, the great revealer, reveal the power source of my problem to me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, the great revealer, reveal the power source of my problem to me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, the great revealer, reveal the power source of my problem to me in Jesus' name. Pray. You may need to pray this prayer for about 10-15 minutes. Very important. Now take the oil and drink a little from it. And say this one loud and clear. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your head. Say, arrow fire into my brain. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fired into my brain. Go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, evil load oppressing my life, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil load oppressing my life,
go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil load oppressing my life, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest and say this one. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, every battle against my destiny expire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fire into my heart, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach and say this one loud and clear. Say, satanic animal program inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic animal program to my body, come out, 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 in the name of, if you have anything moving around in your body, this is the time for you to pray. Satanic animal program to my body, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, now, come out, now, come out, now. Satanic animal program to my body, come out by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to pray this prayer for about 10 minutes, and instantly every strengthened hiding in your body shall come out and you shall be free. Anoint your hand. Lord, I decree that this hand shall be blessed and this hand shall prosper in Jesus' name. Pray. Bring out your prayer request. Lord, let all these requests be answered. Lay hands upon this request in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb. You shall receive divine visitation and there will be testimony in your life, and God shall confirm the miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are looking for suitor to settle with, I pray that God will bless you and give you the best and the bones of your bones and the flesh of your flesh. There shall be testimony in your life. Glory of God shall cover everyone listening to me. Every yoke in your life shall be removed and every bondage shall be broken. Those who are expecting one document or the other, the Almighty God will fast track that document. There shall be release of a document that will make it to, that will make you to share testimony. The power of God shall fall upon your life and your expectation shall be granted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to me, or you want to share testimony with us, you can send information to this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. I call the number again for those who didn't get it clear, 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.